This is Dr. Singham dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Last name is Janish, J-A-N-I-S-C-H. Date of birth is 6/24/1947. Date of evaluation is 7/28/2023. HPI history page complaints, psychiatric pre-evaluation for management of history of depression, OCD, and to assess efficacy of current medications. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 76 years old female who is well familiar to our service. She was readmitted to this facility on 7/21/23. Patient's chart indicates aftercare following joint replacement surgery, comma, idiopathic aseptic necrosis of right femur. Difficulty in walking, major depressive disorder, hereditary and idiopathic neuropathy, hypertensive chronic renal disease, peripheral vascular disease, history of falls, spinal stenosis. Patient was evaluated by a psychologist from our service, Dr. Beard, and previously seen by a psychiatry team on May 30th, 2023. She is currently on Zoloft 200 milligram once a day, and Effexor XR 75 milligram once a day, and Donepezil 5 milligram at bedtime. Patient reports that she has been taking these medications for a long time. Reports Zoloft has helped with her OCD, and Effexor, quote, keeps her happy, unquote. Patient initially did not want to talk about her compulsive behaviors, but acknowledge that she did compulsive cleaning and would keep on cleaning until, quote, my brain will tell me to stop, unquote. Patient reports that she does not have dementia, but has been prescribed donepezil to improve her memory. She denies any suicidal thoughts. Sleep and appetite is fair. Period, patient reports that her daughter is arranging her to move to a new apartment. Period, patient acknowledges some anxiety and reports her daughter is, quote, controlling, unquote. Next paragraph, patient knew that she's at Marywood, and it's July 28, 2023. She knew Harris as vice president, but had trouble recalling the name of governor of Michigan. She could repeat and recall three out of three objects immediately and after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, patient reports that she used to work at Meijer, M-I-J-E-R. Period. She reports a past history of taking anafrenil and Prozac, and reports that anafrenil caused severe constipation. Period. A patient reports that her daughter works for St. Mary Hospital as a caseworker. Next paragraph. Enter medical social family history, day of last visit, May 30th, 2023. Check a review of medical family social history, indicate no changes in last visit except as noted above. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, view, check chart, nursing. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medication. See medication page, number one, Zoloft, number two, Effexor XR, number three, Aricept. Next paragraph, blood pressure 143 over 59, pulse 57, respiration 18. Next paragraph, constitutional, non-grooming, fair, motor movements, weakness, stature, sitting, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, affect, constricted, mood, mildly anxious, speech clear, thought processes intact, suicidal, homicidal ideation denies, suicidal thoughts, psychotic symptoms, no evidence of psychosis or AVH, one of knowledge, fair, judgment, fair, insight, fair, orientation to person, place, time with the normal, attention, concentration with the normal, memory, mildly impaired, sleep problems, non-appetite, fair. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan, obsessive compulsive disorder, F42, plans continue, Zoloft and supportive therapy. And number two, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, F33.0. Plans continue, Effexor XR. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify our service for any changes in mood or behavior, any new concerns. Check the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, procedure code 99309, end of dictation.